And now it's time for the Broncos' top five moments against the Buffalo Bills. Number five, September 18th, 1960, the second game in Broncos franchise history at War Memorial Stadium in Buffalo. The Denver defense had six interceptions in the game, including four by safety Austin Goose Gonsolin. Then, in the fourth, with the Broncos trailing 21-20, Bills quarterback Tommy O'Connell is picked off once more, this time by 6'3", 215-pound defensive back Johnny Pyatt, who returns at 40 yards for the game-winning score. The Broncos win on the road 27-21. Number four, September 3rd, 1995. Sunday night football in Denver for head coach Mike Shanahan's first game at the helm for the Broncos, and the defense came to play. Michael Dean Perry sacked Bills quarterback Jim Kelly, and so did number 90 defensive end Dan Williams. But the big play of the game came on fourth down in the third quarter on a goal line stand when Bills fullback Carwell Gardner was stuffed at the Broncos 1 by safety Steve Atwater. In the fourth quarter, kicker Jason Elam put the Broncos ahead 15-7 when he hit his fifth field goal of the game. And later in the fourth, Terrell Davis put it away, scoring from 3 yards out, giving the Broncos the 22-7 victory. Number three, December 17th, 2005. The Broncos go on the road for Saturday night football at Ralph Wilson Stadium. Denver trailing 7-0 late in the first half, and Jake Plummer finds Rod Smith in the back of the end zone, who catches his own deflection for the 3-yard touchdown. Smith reached the 1,000-yard receiving mark for the eighth time in his career. On the first drive of the third quarter, wide receiver Ashley Lalee makes an unbelievable catch for a 40-yard gain to the Buffalo 4-yard line, much to the delight of safety John Lynch.
What a great catch. He should be doing his yoga.
Just three plays later, Plummer put the Broncos up for good, hitting the pride of Mercer University tight end Wesley Duke with the first and only touchdown of Duke's career. The Broncos go on to win 28-17 and reach a milestone for head coach Mike Shanahan.
In Bronco history, no coach.
Congratulations, Mike.
Number two, September 18th, 1989. Monday night football at a rowdy Rich Stadium in Orchard Park, New York. The Broncos get on the board early when linebacker Michael Brooks registers a safety, taking down Bills fullback Jamie Mueller in the end zone. John Elway connected with one of his favorite targets, Vance Johnson, for a 19-yard scoring strike and a 15-0 Broncos lead. Later, Wyman Henderson and hard-hitting safety Dennis Smith wreak havoc, forcing a fumble on Andre Reed that was eventually scooped up by defensive back Randy Robbins. The Broncos go on to win 28-14, an important victory in the development of the team, said linebacker Carl Mecklenburg.
I think that was important for our confidence as a team. Our young players really don't realize that we've had problems on the road, and problems on turf, and problems on Monday night and all that. So that turned out to be a very important game and gave us a lot of confidence for the rest of the year.
And number one, October 26th, 1997. After a massive snowstorm hit Denver,
we're not really sure when the Broncos charter is going to be leaving now.
The Broncos arrived in Buffalo in the wee hours of Sunday morning, but it didn't matter to running back Terrell Davis, who ran for 207 yards on a franchise record 42 carries. That record still stands today. TD gave the Broncos a 10-0 lead in the second quarter, muscling in from 9 yards out. Leading 13-0 in the third quarter, defensive tackle Keith Traylor intercepted the Bills' Alex Van Pelt and rumbled 62 yards for the touchdown. But after the Bills stormed back and forced the game into overtime, the Broncos' defense stood tall. Alfred Williams was not fooled by the Andre Reed reverse and forced a fumble and a 17-yard loss. Williams' clutch play set up Jason Elam.
Attempt of 33 yards on the left hash. Snap is high, placement down, kick on its way, and it is good! And the Denver Broncos have won it in overtime, 23-20.